Like today, we have this chus to bring the Mor Nayim on Parshas Bamidbar, and in Heidegger Parsha it says, just read the words and the opening words of Parshas Bamidbar, and the Mor Nayim explains them to us. So state Vayedaber Adonai Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'Al Moed. The Chodesh Hasheni Bashana Hashem Zatzeisam Eretz Yisrael Leimor. Su'u Es Roish Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Elevate the heads of Adas Bnei Yisrael. That's the literal translation. And the figurative translation Su'u means, the Targum says Kabilu Yosh Chushban. Su'u means get a figure, make a number, have a census. But the term literally means su is lift up. Su es rosh kol adas bnei Yisrael. Again, the targum is count them. So it's a strange thing. Why are we calling a census su? Lift up their heads. The mishpachaisam, the base of isam. According to their families, according to their paternal houses. The mispar shemos kol zocher, the number of names of every male. The gulgalosam, according to their heads, the head count. The gulgalosam. What does the head count mean? Rashi says it means like the shkolim, which are beka legulgoles. Rashi has a whole different shot. The gulgalosam means through a beka legulgoles, which is a machza shekel. Shekel. Strange way of talking, you should say the shikleya. This happens the gulgalosam. Very strange word, the gulgalosam. Head counts, again, the, some say it means a head count. Rashi says it means Bekalagul Golas. What does this all mean? Zog the Heilige Mor Nayim that the truth is that we look at Yidden, now you see a schlepper here, a schlepper there. Guy just happened to be sitting in shul over here, a guy's walking the street over there. Big deal. We should know that every Yid is a big deal. And just like it would be a different solar system. It would be a different solar system. Shalom Aleichem. With a chair. It would be a different solar system if there were missing one planet. It would be a different thing in Ganzen. It would be a different Earth that was missing a moon. Every chelek of Tzvar Shemayim makes a difference. So too, every Yid makes a difference. It really does. You never know it. So I was in Meiron, on Lag BaOmer, and allegedly half a million people were there throughout the 24 hours. When I was there, I came in earlier in the evening for the Adlaka. I have no idea. I just know one thing. It was packed. You couldn't move. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. Wherever you looked, there were people, Knei Nahara. A lot of people. It's Klai Yisrael. It's really very, it's a chizuk to see what a big Klai Yisrael there is. You know, when you start looking at them individually, you're not so tefreed anymore, you know. As we cook them individually, oh. You can have ekmach on every individual, but if you look at the whole rabbin, it's a knack. But that's the mistake we make, that every individual is very choshev. Everyone, oh, it's vaks the Klai Yisrael, everyone's very tefreed. Of course, there's plenty of individuals you want to, like, you know, shoot on sight. I mean, if you see them, then you could live without them. But that's our big mistake, that every individual is actually very chashuv, very important. And it's our problem that we don't look at things properly. So you should know, he says, that if there wouldn't be all this Klal Yisrael, there wouldn't be the Shekhinah, because the Gemara says that the Shekhinah is only rest on Klal Yisrael when there's never, you have to have at least 22,000 people. Beis Alof and Beis Rebov is Miyisrael. And the more people are there, then Yaiser type. The more Yidden, the more Shekhinah. And you can't have less than 22,000. And just like every star has a name, L'chulam B'Shemas Yikra. Every star, so there's a member, our favorite number, 100 billion galaxies. Each one with 100 billion stars, which which is mind-boggling beyond comprehension. And yet every single star, 100 billion times 100 billion, every single star has a name and a tachlis. And if the Bria was missing even one star, and remember that they found a star recently that is 2 billion times brighter than the sun. So, it's just mind-boggling. So we're talking about 100 billion galaxies. Every galaxy has at least 100 billion stars. 100 billion stars. And every star is millions, maybe billions of times brighter than the sun. It's just gizmois. But everyone has a name. Everyone's a tachlis. And you and I wouldn't be feeling so good if we wouldn't have every star. So to every yid is very important. The Shekhinah would be a different Bria, a different Shekhinah without every yid. It says, the kulam b'shem yikra. The man's name is his neshama. And that's why a Rasha doesn't know his name. The Rishayim will forget the names. Because since they forgot the neshama in this world, they don't know the names. Because the name in the neshama is Hainuach. In the middle of the word neshama, you have shame. You have nunay on the outside, you have shame in the middle. So the Rishon don't know their names. And a tzaddik knows his name, which means he knows the oisius that was given to him to mesakim. Because the ois is your kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Shamayim. It was very interesting. I was having a shmoozer with Meir Soloveitchik last Thursday night. Long shmooz for about 2 hours, and he showed me something in the Nefesh HaChayim, and I was just looking it up today. I was also together, we're in sight, I'm learning, and it's mamish awesome. I didn't bring it with me, it's in my office. The Nefesh HaChayim mamish says, oh, do I have it here? The Nefesh HaChayim says, oh, the Nefesh HaChayim says the same tire as the Morinayim of Ahor. Listen to the words of the Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim is into Santa Lashon. He says, He says in Shar Dara, Pilamid Beis. So Rav Meir was showing me Paraglamid Beis of Yerushtikal HaGoa. The Shtikl Torah from the Mesil Shisharim, I couldn't believe it. He's telling me the Mesil Shisharim is quoted in Nefesh HaChayim. I was very surprised. Basir, he knows the Vedoisius. The Briskers know Nefesh HaChayim, it's their Zayda, Vedoisius. So I was looking at Paraglama Beis, which he quoted to me, and here I see in the middle, he said like this. If I wouldn't tell you it's Nefesh HaChayim, you would think that Mamash reading you, we know enough about the Morinayim, we've been learning it for a long time. This sounds Mamash like Morinayim. The Gam Kiyadua. Shekaldover and Aniskan Elabashirashi Elyon. This is Mamar Dornaya's favorite word. Kol Adin and the Tokim, Ain Adin and the Tokim, Elabashirashi Elyon. Everything is ticking, nothing have is ticking down here. The ticking of everything is up there. The Kolechim Yisrael Sharish Elyon Shalashmasu may Ois Achas may Atari Akadosha. Lachain, Kol Pigmi Anefesh Achetaz, Niskanim and the Tokim, Bashirashim, Atari Akadosha, the Asik Bokaroi. The chain tikkun where we shine a nusach avida up. He say the achav beis oisius heloir yisharish elyon shel nafshay Hashem mikusheres nechezah b'tayr akdash l'tar l'katcha. This is mamish pure morinayim. It's mamish. It's a raid. But the morinayim says every week come out that every yid has his sharish and the shamas and ice in the tayr, and the tikkun can only be up there where you come from, and by learning the ice of tayr down here, yimasaki and the sham up there, which is ochas and ice of the tayr. So it sounds like very, you know, esoteric, but that's the word. There's no ticket unless you learn Torah. So sometimes you wonder why people learning and learning and learning after all is said and done. So, you know, you go to business every day, you feel good about yourself, it's fine, it's good. You wonder, what is the guy, you know, I'm supporting a guy learning, but what's he doing all day anyway? And you're learning and learning, and you know, we don't have so much derech eretz maybe with some people. No, maybe a guy's a Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kailo, I have derech eretz for him. But, yeah, he writes a sefer. Here the guy is 66 years old, and he has Anakul, he's marrying off, and he's still catching a bunk. And what the heck is this guy doing to himself anyway? Like, invite to learning, invite to learning. No big shakes, no big Torah. he's not a major thing. You know, he's nothing to brag about. He's not a big paisik. He's not a big tzaddik. He's not a big Rosh Hashiva. He's not a big Rosh Kaila. What in the world is he doing to himself? What is he accomplishing for himself and for Klal Yisrael? And the answer is he's doing a lot. Again, I'm sure this little nasty thought creeps into our mind every now and then. Creeps into mine, I must confess. So maybe I'm nastier than you are, but I'm not so sure. So in case this nasty little thought ever creeps into your mind, you should know he's doing big things. Anybody learns Torah, it's really amazing. Every year, now, an Eruch Yid is always drawn to learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, today people want to learn. I go to Israel, I met a bacher, I made bar mitzvah in my shul in Miami Beach. He wasn't even from, he was semi-from. Then became a totally, the whole family became totally from. They were borderline. They were more conservative and orthodox when I first met them. Before I was going to public high school, actually. And I made bar mitzvah for him. And then I became electrical engineer. Very good job, making a lot of money. And I don't know what happened to him. He became so frum. I guess my bar mitzvah left a big reish on him. And he just went to Israel. He lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh now. And the guy, he must be almost 40. And the guy gave up his whole parnasa, gave up everything, longer payas and a beard. He's not a nothing, and he takes a tender every morning from Rambat Beit Shemesh to the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and is there from 7 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. His wife puts up with this, mind you. He has a bunch of kids, he has all the kids ready, the bar mitzvah kids ready. And he's not making pandas. I don't know where he lives from. I don't know what he's living from. And he has to schlep to Yerushalayim to Mir Yeshiva. There's plenty of yeshivas in Ramat Beit Shemesh. No, he wants to Mir Yeshiva. Mir Yeshiva can't find a seat. You can hardly breathe in the place. It's so packed. Like sardines, mamash. Sardines would be machayat. The sardine can is better than there. It's just no room. No air. The noise is ad shamayim. He wants to Mir Yeshiva. He goes away the whole day. His wife's ever complaining. He's away the whole day, over 12 hours. It's a nice schlep from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. I'm back. He's away a whole day. He's sitting and learning. He's very happy. On Fridays, he checks the areas of Ramat Beit Shemesh. So this guy's have his head examined. What is with this Meshuggah man? He's a nice, normal boy when I knew him. Suddenly, he got this Torah bug. He got this Torah syndrome. And it persists on land. He's a nice fellow. He's an intelligent boy. I don't see him becoming the God Lador yet. I don't see him becoming a Rav or a Shashiva or a Shkailo, Paisik. Nothing, none of the above. He's not going to be famous. He's not going to be well known. He's not going to make Panasa for this. You know what I mean? He must be learning the Shema. Hear that? He's learning Torah Lishma. But Torah Lishma means many things. But one of the things Torah Lishma means Pashat, to be Dovik in your Neshama. Lishma is to come to your shame, which is the neshama, have a tikkun for yourself, and a tikkun for Gans Klai Yisrael. Again, it sounds very mystical, but it's not mystical. That does he does. So Zop, the Hele Gemara Nayim, that you know why you have to know this. He's smart, my friend, for the single learning, because if you don't figure out ois, so got nachama, a ladder of the tire is called an ois. Why is the letter called an ice? Was ice literally means a sign? The answer is that's good for the pshat. It's a sign. When a person is zaycha to learn Torah properly, lishma, he is zaycha to get in touch with the letter, which is his shirish neshama, and then he will have a sign. He will have a global positioning system, a GPS sign, telling him what the Rebbe Shlom wants him to do in his life, who he is, and why he's here. And he'll finally get it straight. He'll do the right thing. And that will prevent them from having to ever come back again in the Gilgal. So Zob Deli Morinayim, that's good shot in the words. Su'u es Rosh B'nai Yisrael, lift up their heads. Let every person look at the Shemaim and find out where his Shairish is. Let him find his Rosh, his Shairish. L'mishmachayzim beis avoyisam. The Mispar Shemus, by knowing his name, Kol Zachar L'gulgalosam. He'll know why he's becoming back in the Gilgal again and again. And maybe once and for all, he'll stop coming back in the Gilgal. Because if you don't find your ice this time around, if you don't find your derech, and you don't come to be your sharish neshama, you'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again. You know how many times you've been around already? You're going to get it straight finally? You don't think so? If you come to the shir, maybe we'll help you find yourself. We'll do you some, give you a life coach. So, you know, life coach, then think today, I'm gonna advertise a new thing, Gilgal coach. Afterlife coach. I'm gonna come out afterlife coach. If you don't want to have an after, you don't have an after again and again, come to the shir. You hear the Mishmachaisa means you're shirish. Beisavaisa means merdik. No, Beisavaisa means that everybody, one of us, says the Mar Naim, as a chelik of the Ovis HaKadosh from Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv in us. When Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv founded this nation, they had Zinnan Yankiv Yosef Greenberg, that he's going to be an anical. They were very proud of you. They had baby pictures of you before you were born. Avraham is when you had in their album, they would look, ooh, they had Mechoyel in the album, they have shame. They had Gedalia in the album. They said, Melegner Ashtikal Avram in Gedalia, Ashtikal Yitzchak in Gedalia, Ashtikal Yankiv in Gedalia, Rafani as Brisi Avram, as Yitzchak, as Brisi Yaakov Eskar, or as Eskar. Eskar means that the office knew about us already, they cared about us already, they saw us already. So you see as Reish, as a Meredig Azach, it is not a census, a demographic census, it's the elevation of the sites of Klal Yisrael, that Yiddish get in touch with their real self is in the Shama. And the way to get in touch with the real self is with the ice, you need a sign how to get there, you need a map. The road map is the ice of the Torah. And that way, the Mishmachaisim, you come to your Mishpacha, you come to your Shairish, the base of ice, you come to where the Avos HaKadosh are inside you, the Mitzvah Shem is called Zach, the Gilgal ice, and this way you don't have to come back in the Gilgal. Because you know who you are. Everything in the belt. It's a haflog it. So, those are the pshats up there. Those are the pshats. He says, "Abnai says that Gartif of art." Abnai says, "Bemisper Shemus." He says, "You should know that mispar numbers is not pashut. A number is in the olam lamala lamata. In the world above, there's no numbers. And the reason why that's not the reason why we have these staggering numbers of 100 billion galaxies, each one with 100 billion stars."
The truth is,
that's a conservative estimate. And it's conservative. And they're finding out every day more galaxies and more of the universe, because the universe is expanding. The bottom line is, if we knew mala mala, if we knew mamash, what's above, we know that even in this world there's no number. It's beyond numbers. You can't really count it. It's beyond human comprehension. Just like nobody can dream of counting every grain of sand on the seashore, nobody can dream of really counting all the stars. It's beyond the comprehension. So the fact that there's a mitzvah for Bnei Yisrael here, that itself shows our limitations. It's not beseder. And therefore the Gemara says, when we do the Ratzon HaMakom, so there's no number. There's Ein La Mispar. There's no Mispar. There's Lo Yeh Mispar. There's no Mispar. But the Ched is Goyim. And that's why the Leviim are not counted with Klai Yisrael, so that we should see that their Hashivas is, listen to this, this is a very tiff of art. Okay, let me go slow on this word. So he says a number is really not a good thing. And number is a sign that we were involved in the Chet Egel. And because of the Chet Egel, that's why there's numbers. So if there wouldn't be the Chet Egel, there wouldn't be a count, there wouldn't be a sense of Klai Yisrael. Because we'd be Lamanim and a Mispar, be above numbers. Shevet Levi, therefore, should not be counted at all. Because Shevet Levi wasn't in the Chet Egel. And in Chlami, that's the reason why they counted separately, to show that their counting is different than other countings. But Lamaisis, why are they counted? They're only counted, Taka, because they have to have a pigeon of the Bechayrim. Because they're in the parish, you have the pigeon of the Bechayrim. And because the Bechayrim have a number, and the Bechayrim are part of Klai Yisrael, that's why the Shevet Levi has to have a number. But that's, and they don't need a number. They shouldn't have a number. Now this not register with you so well. You see, everything's been Shemayim. Because last night, I was in Mavis Sedra, I got up, I was still jet lagging, I'm a little tired now too. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and I'm essentially, I haven't slept. So, I was Mavis Sedra, good. I did what I had to do every day. Tried to do one parish a day. So I figured I might crash again, so I kept crying, my world's a different thing I have to learn every day. So it was quiet, and I was not such a rush. So I was being Myra Center very carefully. And I noticed the chal is many repetitions in the parsha. A lot of repetitious things. A lot of questions you could ask. A lot of repetitions. But this much, let's look carefully. Let me read to you a sampling of the Torah's minion of any given Shevet. I'll read you how the Torah describes the minion of Shevet Levi, and let's see what occurs to you. For instance, Vayihu b'nei Ruvein b'chor Yisrael tal l'som l'mishpachez l'mishav v'yisom v'mispar shemais agul g'laisom kol zachar y'ben esr shalom amal kol yetzir tzava b'kudeyem mat Ruvein shisha v'abar melef v'chamesh meyas. That's the first we had the names. First we had the names of all the Nesiyim, by the way. Then we go into the Shvatim. But then we're not finished. Then it says, Matei Levi Leisifka, don't count them together. Vayels, they counted differently. Faisal is counting from 20 and up. Shevet Levi is from 1 month and up. Then the Torah says, Yishal Digla Baisal Vaisal Vaisal, you make the Golem. We have all the different Golem. Now here, this is how the Golem are introduced. Chayim came as Rav Gadol Mach Yehuda. Let's advise them. Not some Yehuda, not some any other. Utsvoya pekudeyam arba v'shiv melef v'sheish meyos. Chayim of Mati Yisachar. Not some Yisachar the Sam Mitzur. It's for pekuda of arba v'chemish melef arba meyos. You listening? Mati is woolen. Not some is woolen. Yehuda chaylang. So pekuda of shiva v'chemish melef arba meyos. This is how the individual shvatim are described. Why we're repeating it over again? We know the nasi already. We know the numbers already. We know the Nasi is the beginning of the parsha. We know the numbers also from earlier. Bait to Nachamol. Nasi, number. Now, listen to how Levi is described. By Levi, Shteit Azoy. Eluk Devin Israel. Eluk tells how Moshe. Hakir is Mata Levi. Count the Levian. Okay. Here's the Levian. Gershon Kasim Rari. Bnei Kasim Mishmachaisim. Okay, Bnei Mishmachaisim. Okay. Ah. So Azoy. Lama Zogan Azoy. Okay. The Gershon Mishpach is the Livni. Mishpach is the Shimi. Idahim Mishpach is the Gershon. Pekudehem is Mishpach Kol Zohim Mechoy Shal Mola. Pekudehem Shivas Alofim V'chamesh Meyas. So the number of Gershunis are 7,500. Mishpach is the Gershuni. Achrei Mishkin Yachti Yomo. When the Sibes of the Gershuni, all Yosef and Loyal. Okay. Then there's Mishpach. Cause. Shbaras Hamrami, Yitzari, Chavreni, Uzieli, Misper Kol Zacher, Shmoyas Alafim, 8,600. Yeah, Mishpah was Nekaz. The Sibay Sav, Mishpah was Nekaz, Yali Tzav and Azio. What do you know is different between the way the Levians are counted and the way the Israelis are counted? The Israelim are counted. The Shvatim are counted.
But first, the Nusim, then the
Kaf. Oh. Yeah, by the Yidna says the Nasi first, and then says the number. But Levium, it says the number, then the Nesiyim. I didn't really get a chance to look at any Mepharshim, but it's a pretty obvious discrepancy. So what's it with them? So Rav Hagonya Pesel Spitzer Vegadam. So Gitahuda, you didn't think of it. No, you're a Kayan, B'nai Levi. What?
B'nai Levi, then you were as big as the Nesiyim.
The B'nai Levi were as big as the Nesiyim. They were bigger than the Nesiyim. So it's been found when I was reading this shtickel Morin Nayim. First, I want to say a big chiddush. I never saw this. I don't think it's too wild. I want to say a chiddush. The Eretz Yisrael is that the Nesiyim of every Shevet were not in the Chet Egel by definition. That's what it took. They were not in the Chet Egel. I'm almost positive I could say that. I like that. There's 12 Nesiyim here. Were not in the Chet Egel, or else there wouldn't be Nesiyim. Because the Nasi is supposed to lift them out of the Chet Egel. The Morin Nayim said, the whole minion was to lift them out of the Chet Egel. That's the whole part. So it's not Shaykh. Ain't Chavish Ma'atar Atzim Eis Asurim. The Nasiyim themselves not in the Chet Egel. So by Klal Yisrael, the Nasiyim played a function, a big, they were Nasi, it's about Lashon Su'u. Nasi is Lashon Su'u. Lift them up. So the Yidna were gefallen, they fell. See, the Nasi lift them up, and now after the Nasi, then you can count them, then the number means something. And the Nasi is a vada bigger than the whole Shevet. Because he didn't do the chait and they did the chait. The Bible and Levi is fakert. They didn't do a chait. The Levi were not chaitai. So they don't need a Nasi. So therefore it says the numbers first, and then the Nasi. The Nasi is just a function. But it's a different kind of a thing than the Nasi. That's when Nasi is later. And then Chami, they're more chasher than Nasi, because it's 40, there's 8,000, they're more chasher than Nasi. By Klai, so the Nasi is more chasher than them. He wasn't in the Chet Egel. He's the one lifting them up, he's taking them out of the tomb of the Chet. That's what the... But by the Levi is Nishtazoi. The Levi, they be'etzim are chasher without the Nasi, they don't need the Nasi. Like the Morinayim says, why you count them anyway? Number is a bad thing. Number is only a result of the Chet Egel. The answer is the Morinayim and the Chnami. The Levium themselves really shouldn't be counted, but since you have to do something about the Bechayrim who work like they, and we have to exchange them with the Bechayrim, so you have to give them a count. But the count is not intrinsically for them. It's for the other Yidden. They're mal of the other Yidden. They're mal of the Bechayrim. But they're okay. So therefore they're okay without the Nasi, and the Nasi is only a function. Mm-hmm. And that's why Takad Lashon by the Nasiim of the Nasiim by the Levium are not called Nasi Stam, they're called Nasi Base of. The Mishpachay Sakasi, the sea base of the Bnei Gershon, it's in the sea base of, it's not the Zach, the sea base of. It's a different Lashon. And actually, the Targum is, by the way, the Targum, the sea base of, is Rav Beis Abba. But then you have somebody else. You have the Nasi, the sea Alevi. There's a Nasi of a Nasi. It's another Madrigan. Nasi Alevi. Who's that? Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyim. And the Targum of Nasi Alevi is Amarkel. Amarkel is a word in the Mishnah for the people in the Beis HaMikdash who had different functions. Amarkel in charge of the money. They were like a minister of some sort. So different, Amarkel. Salam Dezach. So this, what's the pshat? Because the Nasiim really is a big, room for a big mistake over here by the Nasiim. Because next these parashas, Nasai, you have the 12 Nasiim, and they're bringing Matanas, and they're doing big stuff. So the Chayra, how come the Nasiim and Levium didn't participate with them? The Chayyah, a few more Nasiim. They left out some Nasiim. Say Nechlam, Yaron has a Chalish Ladas. He was left out in Gansan. He feels bad. Hashem says, Yavanayr. But how about these Chavra, the Nasiim? The Torah says there were different Nasiim. It's an Ander Nasi. It's a really interesting story. Why are these three Nasiim of, right? The Nasi Beisav of Gershon is El Yosef Ben Lai. He has a name. The Nasi Beisav for Kasi is El Yitzhak Ben Aziel. There's he's a different person, a sea base off. Which means to say that the Levium was still connected to the Av, to the Avos. Gan's Klai Yisrael was not connected to the Avos. They already fell. They fell down, as the Moranayim said, they fell down. They were not Makusha to the Avos. They didn't see their Kesha to the Avos. So Nasi, lift them up. Nasi, Lashon, Nasi, Taka. But the sea base of the Levium was called the sea base off because there was a base off here already. The Nasiim never fell. They were Makusha to the office. They were Makusha to Yankiv. He was the Levi Ben Yankiv. And they were Makusha to Yitzhak. And Makusha to Avraham. They were counted for Zaitka reason because of the Bechayim. So therefore, it's a different kind of a Nasi, a different function. That's why the Nasi is mentioned after the Misper. And it never was the Havamin of putting them together with the other Nasiim. The other Nasiim had to bring a Matana, because that was their Schus. After they were Malak Klal Yisrael, they did a big thing for Klal Yisrael. They were Malak Klal Yisrael. And I'm thinking that that's also another reason, the beginning of the parsha, everything requires explanation, but everything is an explanation of everything. It starts off by saying, Suas Resh Kalas Bnei Yisrael, Shem Rez Bezav Oysam, Yes Resh Kalas Bamala, Vitchem Yiu, Ish Lamate, Ish Resh Le Bezav Oysav, Hu, Ve'elish Mois Hanash Mesh Yalim Vitchem, Le Ruvain, they're not called Nasiim, they're called Ish. In the beginning of the parsha, in Midbar, they're not called Nasiim at all. There's Itchem Yiu Ish Lamate Ish Roish LeBeis Avaisav. There's Shmos Hanashim. They're not even called Nasiim. The end it says Eila Krui Oeda Nasiim Matas Avaisav. Rashi Alfi Yisrael. The end they're called Nasiim. That's because that's good for the Pshat. Really, they were Ishim. They're Be'etzim. They became a Nasi. Now they can't see him through this. This is what made them a Nasi. Nasi is Lashon Nasai. They became Nasiim through this. This made them into a Nasi. The Nasi is the person who lifted up Klal Yisrael. Until they lifted them up, they weren't called Nasi. There's no other point where you go, oh, you're a Nasi. You're a Nasi. First of all, the word Nasi is a very funny word, Bechlal. Call him a Sar. Call him a... There's a lot of words in Hebrew for officers. Call him Sari Alofim, Sari Meya, Sari Sar, Aluf. There's a lot of words for an officer. Gever. Something it says is they really they were Ish. Before they did the thing here, they were called Ish.
Itchem you ish ish namate. Ish means they were anoshim. Rosh the base of means who? Rosh the base with they were still mekusher to the ovens. They didn't sin by the chayt egel. Ish means a selbstständige mensch. Ish means a person with a gavra. Ish is a person who stood up against the egel. They were anoshim. They were anoshim. Anoshim is the strength. Anoshim is the ish. And they were rosh the base of voice of who? That's the voice of who? Ish ish rosh the base of voice of. What does it mean rosh the base of anyway? Say ish ish rosh the base of voice. Was who? Says who? Him only. Only him. Because they were the ones who didn't. I'm sure that's be a chazal. You can do homework for me. Find me a zech chazal that the Nasiim did not do in the chayt egel. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Must be. I'll get my son. My son is going to find these things. Yichal Ruf, my son Zalman in Lakewood, Shmuel Zalman, getting to work on it. Yerish chazal. If it didn't, we'll make it up. We'll make up zech chazal. So Musa is a chazal that the Nasiim, I'm sure, did not participate in chayt egel. I'd push it. It's borrowed to me. That the Nesiyim did not participate in the Chayt Egel. They couldn't be the Nesiyim. It's not Chayach. Not Chayach. Because the whole word, like the whole Naim says, that portion is the Chayt Egel. So therefore they're called Ish Ish, that they stood up against. And Rosh Beis says, of who? Originally just they themselves were Makushar, like the whole Naim says, basically is Makushar's office. That's a Galdic of Shat the Moran Naim, and never do Shat. Rosh Beis of voice, the whole thing makes beautiful sense. There was no, it's not good. They didn't break off from the Tachos of the office. Then, when they were participating in this census over here, Timal Gan Saizo, then there was a Zaychel named Nasi. That made him to a Nasi.
Nasi is?
Then, the Moranayim says, the Anachashtikl. So we're holding in the middle over here. He says, the Kitzer, Misper is not a good thing. Misper is not a good thing. I hope I can say this over properly. So, it says in the Chazal, the Gemara in Brachas Davov, Atem asisuni chativa achas, shenemar shema Yisrael Hashem lekenu Hashem echad. You made me one only. Ach in the Yeses, chom chativa ach shenemar, it says, Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, mi kam chisol goy echad boretz. Mi kam goy echad. So the Brachas says, you made me one, you say Hashem echad, I'll make you one by saying, goy echad boretz. So you have to understand, what's the mile of a Klai Yisrael that's called Goy Echad? What's the big mile that's called Goy Echad? So he said, Goy Echad means that we're like the Rebbein Shlom. Exactly what it means. When we say Hashem is Echad, that means that no number collapses to the Rebbein Shlom. Echad doesn't mean a number, Hashem is one. Echad means Hashem is unique. Hashem is Echad, it's not a number. Echad means, if I care, he is alone, just the opposite. Echad means there's no other number collapses to Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is not one, then there's two, there's three, there's four. Hashem is the one and only. One means one and only, and stands all alone. You can never add another number to it, right? Rishayim ve'en Rishisdai. Echad ve'en Yachid Yichudai. Hashem is Echad and is Biyuchad. Echad means Biyuchad, outstanding, Mufka, totally divorced from anybody else. No numbers collapses to Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, this is Meredith Gavardah. He says, that's the end of Sphir Simer. Sphir Simer is the Taich that we're counting 49 days. When we're counting 49 days of Pesach, we're Mayda, you know, we're still in the world of numbers. A number is a Tzimtzum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers are in the Olam of Piruda. Numbers is a bad thing, essentially. That's why Chazal really say you should never count. I understand why he doesn't count Yidden, because numbers are not good. Numbers really is a symbol of klal and chait. Because in either chait egg, we couldn't be counted. We'd be countless Jews, unlimited Jews, infinite Jews, endless Jews. So really, the etzem numbers is not a good thing. That's why we don't count Yidden. And by counting, I mean, we're saying Nebuch, we did a chait egg, and we have to retire ourselves. And I understand why it says, right, Sheva Shavuos Tisbalach, Chamishim Yoyim. Right? Torah says Chamishim Yoyim. It should be Chamishim Yoyim. And we all know it's not Chamishim Yoyim, it's only 49 days. So, what's Pshat? So the Rosh says, you know, this proves to you that the Torah rounds things off to round numbers. Very strange thing. Right? So the Torah said in the Mitzvah Sphir Soimer that Torah HaKadosh says,
He just got through saying it's 7 exact perfect weeks. 7 weeks is exactly 49 days. Then it says, Teres 50 means to say that with the Rabbanim Shalom it's 50. Because Hashem is Echad, but not in the Cheshbon. 50 days means that you're going to count 49 days, but the end you're going to have 50. What does 50 mean? You can have one more. That's the Rabbanim Shalom. The tachlis of counting is to be countless, to be unaccountable. Am I confusing you, Mordechai Shiller? We add the one to say 50 days to say you're going to count 49. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to give you one day, we're going to give you a bonus one day. Baker's dozen. A baker is 49, it's 50. What it means is, you're going to come to Madrega that your accounts make no sense. You ever try to make accounts for your business and stimmt nicht? It's very frustrating. But by Yidden is nicht dozai. We're going to count 49 days. You know what the reward is? It'll be 50 days. Huh? Where do you get 50 from? I just counted 49. That's exactly the point. 50 means you're going to add their bunch on Echad. And the Echad shows you that all you're counting is Dvarim B'Talem. You're not, your count, you know why your count doesn't work anymore? Because you're above counting. The highest Madrega is not to be counting. Not to make everything count. Oy, in other words, counting, you know what counting is dangerous? Counting, really, the Gemara says, Ein ha bracha shruya b'davar ha money or mishkol. Something that's counted or weighed. Ein ha bracha shruya b'davar samanayin. Because when you count, you take yourself seriously. I'm counting. Oh, no, I'm going to count. Get straight off you. Don't disturb me now. I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I count. I looked at my fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting. If you think about it, there's nothing that is so humanly involved that's about me, like counting. Counting has to be Madav Halton Cup, yeah? You can't have that. The stem is a Halton Cup. I have to go from 1 to jump to 2 to 3 to 4. Halt Cup! Now what comes after 4? Oh, 5 is 5. 6. Halt Cup. Then we start from 1, 7, start from 1, 8, 9, 10. The whole Yisrael of Misper is very, if you think of it, it's very arrogant. It's very, me, I'm counting. It's Chalt Kup. I'm making a cheshbon. Cheshbon means cheshbon. Cheshbon is not a good thing. Hem b'bikshe cheshbon is rabbon. A cheshbon, counting, sort of symbolizes the whole gaiva of the person who is separate from the Rabban Shalom. I'm going to count. It's important, my count. What I do is important. What I have is important. If I count, I count. I count because I count. I keep cheshbon. It's not, it's in gashmias. I'm counting in days and time and people and zakim. Counting is mamish imposing the human mind over something. Here you have a bunch of sheep and still. Suddenly I'm counting. That's why the only reason you can count behemoths is ma'isa behemoths, you give one away to the Rabban Shalom. Says the Marinayim, the tachlis of counting is to show that your counting doesn't make any sense. In the end, you're going to count 49 and you get 50. With the 50th, the Rabban Shalom. To show you that the biggest reward you get for counting is to show your whole cheshbon fell apart. You count the 49, it comes out to be 50. And you know why I can't be 50? Hashem is giving you a gift that your cheshbon falls apart. And you need no cheshbon. You have the Rabban Shalom lane. And the Rabban Shalom is above cheshbon and above counting. If you're still very sad, fine. If you don't, I can't explain any further. If Kenneth says, I'll rub doesn't fight. If a state, you have to chop it on with the grub of henchkes. You hear the words. 50 is not 49. My cheshbon has been ruined. You know why? Because I came to my drag of Lamalam and the cheshbon, the Rabban Shalom. Echad, then Yachid, Yehudai, and the Rabban Shalom is kleptachnish came into the Rabban Shalom. He's above minion. And finally, Zog the Hedig Morinayim that Ish al Digloi ba'ois is the base of oisam. So we're saying that the ois means that this census is to give every year a ois, give him a vegvisor, give every year a GPS, give them a positioning system, who I am, where I come from, where my Sharish Nesham is, the Beis HaVaisam, the Kushud Avas. I love that word, Beis HaVaisam, it's a murder gupshat. Beis HaVaisam, the sense is what the Makashas of the Avas HaKdoshim. I should have a sense that I'm B'nai Arvin, like Chazal say, what does Chazal say? Mosei Chayav Adonor, Mosei Yagir Maisel, Maisel HaVaisam, Rami Yisiyankiv. And the Chazal, Yagir doesn't mean that I should reach them, the same Adrega, that's impossible. But nothing bigger guy than that. Yagir means Negiya, should touch. So that's the pshat. L'ois is Beis HaVaisam, that I want to touch the Avais, that I should have a Beis HaVaisam, I've been Chumf HaShtib, I have a Messiah, a Chumf HaNergetz, I have a Messiah, Beis HaVaisam, I've come from the Heilige Tatis, Avram Yitzvah Yankiv. So I was on the plane coming back, and I've heard so, and we had to move around the cheese, the whole Chever was with us, I was playing back, and a bunch of Hasidim from Williamsburg, and it turns out there were endiklach of the Kretschner for Rebbe. So I saw the Kretschner for Rebbe was nifter. I was Chazib, I was a little bit. I actually knew, I went to him once, the Heilig Yid, he died in 86. And Rechayiv Avinoim Yel, he's a big face medrash. So the big Levaya. And the way home now, I'm on the plane, and a whole bunch of Chever, Kretschner for endiklach, they came to the Nachum Avol, their father, who was sitting Shiva, who's the son of the Kretschner for. There was one little girl sitting next to us. She looked like a little girl. And I didn't know anything about the whole Kretschner business. Just my wife. She was saying, it's my wife. So I said, who are you? Where are you from? I'm an Einikel of Kretschner forever. And she was very stolt, being an Einikel. Yeah, she has a Messiah. This is my Messiah. And she's telling from the Zayda. And she had pictures of a Zayda. She was all proud of being the Kretschner forever Einikel. Like, this is the thing to be the last couple of weeks, because everyone was talking about the Kretschner forever. It was a nice, you know, it was a nice size Levaya, unfortunately. But he saw that she had a Messiah. He's very stolz, being a creditor for Einikel. She comes from someplace. She has a Tata, she has a Zayda, she has a Messiah. So she's proud of being a creditor for Einikel, which is fine. She should be. But we should be even more stolzy. So what Chashur is going on saying, Ich bin Avram zan Einikel. Ich bin Yitzchak zan Einikel. Ich bin Eich HaGreis HaRabish Einikel. So we have to give you preferential treatment, you know. If we would think like that, we'd go around with Ashtalts. I tell you, it was a Mamish Mar, they all Kretschner for Endekel. They were like, you know, it was the whole thing. It was the whole Sach to be. So I laughed. So by the Kaisel, by the Heilige Square Rebbe, should be Gesund Stark. And who's saying that? Then it's all Chavraya. And it was Oracle came along. Everybody comes along. Down to Mishpacha. Azoy Dav Zayn. That's very good, though. Azoy Dav Zayn. You look at a picture of the Belzer Rebbe. Sons saying direct them. And the Einlichuk has special protectors over there also. Right? Face off. But the MS is the bigger yichas that were. So they're proud of being Einlichuk. They have a chiyuv, a messiah. I found out the bells of messiah. Square messiah. Kretschner messiah. If I found out the tells of messiah. But the MS is, so where's the guy? I'm just about tshuva. What do I know? I have nothing. I don't need big yichas. Who am I? I don't know. I'm born again. So, don't feel bad. You're an Einikel of Avraham Tziyankiv. I'm a Fitzachuf, and you remind yourself every day. It doesn't say in Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Kretschner, Elokei Belz, Elokei Skver. It says, Elokei Avruam, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yankiv. Ooh, wow. This is the big Yichas. This is the base of Avaisam. And the tachlis of this sense is what the Yidden should have a sense. I am an Einikel, I am a son of an Einikel. The Avas not to say this, the Avas is the Avas. I'm not a Kretschner for Einikel. I'm a Kretschner for Kind. I am the crown prince. Ich bin der Rav Atzur. I'm the next Rebbe. I'm next in line here. I am in the royal family over here. And the royal family, that's how it is. The royal family, it's right there. You see even more when the Rebbe's on the road than when he's at home. The kids, you see more the Indian of his kids' sons and his grandchildren when they're on the road, because everything that was Ramat Shemesh, there was a Kabbalah's Panim in the little shtiebel over there. There's no room for anybody. But they made room for the Rebbe's kinder, the Rebbe's Einiklach. That's the first top priority. There's no room for anybody. His mom was tight squeezed. You weren't there, Ray. It was a tight squeeze. I bought all yeshivas in Mekal from the Rebbe. Very tight squeeze. But Mishpucha, but we're bigger than that. We are Einiklach. We are children, not Einiklach. We are children of Avram Yitzvah Yankiv. If the Yid would feel that way, we'd act very differently. We'd murder the Gewaltige Stolz.
So that's pshat. Yishal diglo yvoises leveis avoisam. Diglo Chazal say doesn't merely mean a degel a flag. Chazal say it says the pasuk v'digloy alai ahava, right? The bavus the pasuk, right? V'digloy alai ahava stein shir shirim v'digloy alai ahava. Digloy is his the flag Hashem loves. Chazal said, don't read the word digloy flag, read it dilugoy, the jump. The reason they didn't look at the flags, at these high flags, to say you have to raise your sights. Don't look earthward, look heavenward, but I'm just an earthling. What chance do I have to the Sheikh Madregas? What are you talking such big stuff to me, Rabbi? Ichaltish by them. No! The digler, Hashem loves you, should jump. Jump, 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 jump. Ichaltish by them. It's artificial. It's not for real. It's temporary. It's impulsive. It's compulsive. It's nesh beseder. It's too crazy. I'm nechaltish by grace of Madregas. Do you want me to think of Rami Sviyankovic? Do you want me to wear tzitzis all day long? Do you want me to wear a yarmulke to work? Do you want me to make a bracha properly? I should wear tzitzis when I sleep at night also? I should do this? I should do that? I should be such a from a guy? I should go another shear? What are you talking about? I should go to the mikveh? Well, chalish by them. No! Jump! Do it. Get a taste of what it's like. And by jumping, you'll get close to your sharish neshama. By jumping goofy, you'll get more hamish with the tatas of Rami Yitzviyankiv. Because the other is hamhein and merkava. The kolecha they have the chinesh of a shaboy becomes merkava. Because bonim hen kar davua. The son is kar davua. The son is the legs of the father. Fakert, we're maimed avos kaviyachol. We give the avos the opportunity to stand up straight. Because when we're shvach, like the knees bend. If we bend, the avos bend. If we're straight and hoich and steif, then the avos are strong and steady and solid and firm. Avegishtelt. So it's meridik. We're not pshat that we're so when you jump. You get closer to the Avos, and you realize that the Avos depend on us, Kav Yachol. That's why they had some Ma'am Chachila. I told you they had the big album. They saw all of our pictures there. The Avos, before we were born, B'terem HaTzorchem HaBet Nidaticha, the Avos knew us, and they're counting on us. They need us badly. Because if we fall, they fall down with us. They sink with us. Trichin Shi, Konsul, Madregas, Avos. Every one of us that comes to the Dark of Avos is inside of us. There's a Shtikal Avram Yitzvah Yankiv inside every one of us. It's a marker that. You have to act like that and think like that. And the way is by learning Torah. In that way, you bring the others back to your Shirish, and I bring myself back to my Shirish. It's great, say great. Sounds very hard, but this is what it is. So you can be Bedale Kama Madregas Yisukim Bepam Echot. Grace and Yonah. You go higher than Madreg, it's good. Just to give you a musik on that, let me conclude your by saying, Kedush Levi, I was going to read you tonight, but it's late. So we'll save it for the Kedush Levi actually is on Shuas, so we'll save it for next Wednesday, Mitzvah Shem. Next Sunday, Grace the Tish, the Chavit Shuas. Stark the Tish, the Chavit Shuas. Gotta do something for Shuas, some prayer. I meant the Shia, not a Tish. When I said Tish, maybe we should bring some little Mashka and Gashmi as the Chavit Shuas, a pre Shuas party. But let me tell you, Mer de Gazach. Today was the art of the Heilige Shlemke Shviler, the Heilige Shviler Rebbe. Yisayit Shvi Yisad, Ramesh Chaim Lutzato, and the Zhvila Rebbe, and I think also Yitzchak Volozhiner, to tell you the truth. It's also his yard site there, I think. Chavav. He put the Haggos into the Nefesh HaChayim. So, look at Nefesh HaChayim. The gate of a ground of Ekchaz. If you look at Shtikl of Nefesh HaChayim, it sounds just like Morin Naim, I'll tell you. Morin Naim, Nefesh HaChayim, Dali Yidin, Kolon Nechalim, Halachim Alayam. The Zhvila Rebbe, for some reason, I feel very close to him. I don't know why. I went to a scene 2 years ago. I went on his yard site. This time I'm here, not I wasn't there on his yard site. But I feel very, for some reason, I feel very close to the Zhvila Rebbe. I don't know. I just feel very close to him. Because actually, my birthday is Gvur Shavi Yisait, and he's Yisait Shavi Yisait. So we're still in the Yisait parasha. And he was Tzadik Yisait Olam. So, he said, "Mer de Gavart." He had a very close gabai. He didn't fear the abyss of Bichlal. Everything with him was pashtas of pashtas. And he said, "I'm the Yisoid. Yisoid, just like a Yisoid, the foundation of a building is deep in the ground. I have to be deep in the ground. I have to be totally concealed." No one knew from him. He's not very famous. Today he's a little more drop, more famous. Not well known. It's not well known. But the Zhvila Rebbe, he had a very close gabai called Rebel Yerot. Rebel Yerot. My good friend of Nachum Koyen, who runs the show there in Lag Boimer in Meiron,
He was a Talmud of Zabel Yerot. He was very close to him. They put out a sefer about Zabel Yerot. Ish Chosid Hoya gave me a copy of it. But a lot of the sefer I have here called Tzadik Yisod Olam about the Shvili Rebbe comes from Zabel Yerot. And Zabel Yerot says that most of the things about Rabbi Shlomo Gevir were behester. No one even knows him. There's a whole book about him, but it's nothing. It's nothing. We know very little about the man. He was a very secret, mysterious, hidden person. He was a big rabbi in Ukraine, in Zhvil, which most people never heard of. The Zhvil wouldn't be next door to Mir Yeshiva, no one would have heard of it. That was a big building. I think the building's built where he probably lived. I'm thinking to myself, he lived in Beis Yisrael, and the building was right there on the outskirts of Beis Yisrael. I wonder if that's where his house was. I wonder if his house is still standing today. He has a little hovel in Beis Yisrael. I never looked into it to see if that house still stands. I wonder if the Moistus Veal is built on that house. Maybe. At any rate, Yerushalayim Shviler, he left the Ukraine in 1925 because he had to leave after all the Russian Revolution, the pogroms and everything. And he came to Yerushalayim, and the story goes, his grandson says, when they were on the ship coming to Yafo, so he took his shtreimel, he said, I'm throwing my whole rebistva into the ocean and it's going to drown. Now, when I come to Yerushalayim, the whole rebistva is fire thick, it's gone, it's drowned. I'm going to push the yid. After quite a while, he managed to hide himself till a person that came from Shvil happened to notice him in the street and recognize him as a farce of the Heilige Shvili Rebbe is here. So that blew his cover. But he still feared Tzachul for the biggest pashtus. I'm not sure he wore Shtrimali. Maybe he did. But he feared Tzachul like a pashtus. He went the buses, went all alone, didn't have Gaboyim. Pashut. So he's once walking with Rebel Yerot, was the closest thing. That wasn't even his Gabai. Neman Besa. He was very close to him. So they were walking back from the Kaisel. In his older years, he took a bus. When he was younger, he could walk. And the Rebbe was in a big dveikus, and they got to the Barclays Bank. The Barclays Bank was where the City Hall is today, right outside the facing the Yaffa Gate. City Hall is right facing the Dan Pearl Hotel today, the Jerusalem Pearl, they call it now. I think that with the City Hall, but the new City Hall was a Barclays Bank. There's Barclays Bank still around in there still. It's a big bank in England. So the Rebbe looks at the Barclays Bank and he says, you know what, listen, I want to tell you something. So the Rebbe says, what do you want to tell me? He says, there's a lot of people cleaning the bank at night. There's a guy who mops the floor. There's a guy who dusts all the equipment. These guys work a whole night. They work a couple of hours. This is a picture of the Shvili Rebbe before he came to Israel. I'll show it to you. This he looked like a Rebbe. Later on, he didn't look like a Rebbe. He looked like a Tzadik. The workers, the cleaning crew, they work very hard. Every night, they get paid a few piastres for their work. Suddenly, like once every half a year, the director of the bank, who lives in London, comes once every half a year, once every 3 months. He comes for an hour, a couple of hours, and looks over the books of the bank, sees what's going on, and he gets a salary that he makes more in 1 week than these workers schlepping, working a whole night, cleaning, making a year. What's the Aisha? Has the director comes only once every 3 months, once every 6 months, sticks around for a couple of hours, not even a day, sniffs around his nose here and there, get the shmek, get the lek, and the gate the hain, and he's making much more than they make a whole year on a weekly basis. The Teretz is, he said, because the director is directing the whole bank. States chalim, the cleaning people are not making any money for the bank. The cleaning people are not having any vision for the bank. They have no plans for the bank. They're not making money for the bank. The cleaning people don't make any money for the bank. They're just cleaning the floor. The director has a vision and an idea of what the bank should be doing to make more money, how many people to hire to do this, how to institute it. And he comes and tells the people, this is what we need. I see basically what the situation here is. This is what we have to do in the bank. Hire so and so many people. They'll do this and this. Here's a job description. Here's what we want to see. I'll be back in 3 months. He'll tell me the results. So, a visionary person who has erased the whole goal of the place, and he sees what, and he's telling us what to do to make more money, is worth much more. He's worth hundreds of times more than the simple worker who might work very hard. He's not working smart. You're not working smart. And he says, That's all he said. So Rebbe Yerod extrapolates from that, that was the Rebbe was defining his function in the Bria. That's what a Rebbe is all about. Why is the Rebbe so chashuv? Because the Rebbe is the director general of the whole bank. This world is a bank. You and I are the schleppers who are mopping floors. We're just mopping floors, dusting. What do we know? Do we have a tachlis? Do we know we have any vision? We have an idea. Grace and union, we think of an idea. Maybe we have grandiose, a gaiva vision, but to know what the bunch really wants us to do in this world, what other people should do, that's very similar. We're a bunch of peons, a bunch of serfs. A rabbi is the person who directs the bank, and he can come very briefly, and he gets a look, and he sees what has to be done, do this, do that, and in a few short minutes or hours, he's doing more valuable work than the peons are just back and forth every day, sponge, doing sponges. That's what a tzaddik yisrael is all about. This is his mashal. I'll tell you two more things, gentlemen. It's late, but I cannot tell you two things. This is a meridik azach. This is news you could really use. Meridik. The Rebbe said that, you know, people are thinking thoughts all the time. All day long you're thinking. By the way, the Rebbe was davening the whole... The Rebbe died, Chav Vav, Iyar, 1945. This is exactly the day, VE Day, the day that the Germans surrendered to the Allies. I'm not sure if it was May 7th, but it was in English, I'm not quite sure it was, but it's exactly VE Day. Because the Rebbe's whole tachlis was to fight the Nazis. But the Rebbe would daven so stark that Rommel should be stopped at Tobruk, and the Battle of El Alamein. Rommel was mamish a few days from Eretz Yisrael. Rommel was taken over Eretz Yisrael and brought Auschwitz there to Israel. It was a pachad nair. The other was sittering gefährlich. At that time, the Panovich Rav laid the cornerstone of Panovich Yeshiva. Mamish, when Rama was threatening, he put the pasuk, which was later still there on the front door of Panovich, the heart seeing yet pleita, that there'd be a plate night seeing, and that Rama was not going to come in the schuss of Panovich Yeshiva. And the Husiat and the Rebbe went to the Tzion of Dor HaChaim HaKadosh. When he saw the Shem Avaya on his Tzion, he said, don't worry about it, also done good. And the Zvila Rebbe also was davening Meredik of Tzvilas and Yolalus in 1943, he stopped. Rama, he says, yes, he stopped. In the end, Rama Taka was stopped in the Battle of El Alamein, which he should have won, but he was destroyed, one of the biggest tank battles in history. And he was destroyed in the middle of the desert, Bekitzer, and therefore the Mishtam Gevils died the day the war was over. The day the war was over, Medaf and Mishtabah. But that was part of his hester, because since everyone was so excited about the war being over, they forgot that he was nifter. They didn't make a fuss about it. People were so busy celebrating the war. You know what it means. You have some pictures of VE Day, people jumping in the streets, strangers, everyone's hugging, kissing, jumping, dancing. VE Day was one of the happiest days in history. The whole world was, except for the Germans, of course, everyone was very happy. The war is over. Murder is over. Gefährlich, it's gefährlich. World War II. And in the midst of all the rejoicing, everyone forgot about the Rebbe's death. It's exactly what he wanted. It's like a Nosson Vachtweigel, such none of, made sure to die on Gimel Kislev, the exact yahrzeit of Baron Cutler, so that no one should celebrate his yahrzeit, that he'd be so busy with Baron Cutler. His whole life was butler to Baron Cutler. He died maybe 40 years after Baron died. 40 years almost. And he made sure to die on Gimel Kislev so that they'd be busy making a spade near Baron and not about him. Because he was butler of butler of Baron. He's also a big mister. That's Yisait should be Yisait. So let me just tell you, Yisait Rosh Hashanah Kisvila, Yisait. It's like this. We have a lot of thoughts throughout the day. Good thoughts and bad thoughts. The bad thoughts, you should know, is not really for you. It's a test. Forget about them. Just throw them out. Don't even think, hey, it's not me, this is not me. This is from a different place. The good thoughts, however, you want to keep. So what do you do? So what do you do to keep a good thought a good thought? What do you do to keep it? You shouldn't lose it. How do you keep a good thought and make sure that it's going to stay with you? You have a machshava to do a tzedakah, machshava to do a mitzvah, a bigger chaylam, whatever the mitzvah is, and you want to do it, then forget it. If you don't want to forget it, here's what you do. Halach l'maisa. You take a deep breath, and you say, Baruch Hu V'Roshamo,
and then you let the breath out. Because the breath is neshama. I'll call neshima, I'll call neshama talaka, I'll call neshima neshima. Every breath is really taking a neshama to yourself. So you want to transfer the thought from your mind, from your brain. Don't leave it in the brain. The brain's not a good place for it. The brain is nishgit, it has to go to the heart. It has to go to the neshama. So how do you transfer it, Mr. Monk? You take a deep breath, on the neshima, on the neshama, and you say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, I'm doing the shame, the Rabbani Shalom, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, and then let the breath out, and but you've captured the good idea into, so you want to come to Shir, you think about it on Tuesday, you want to come to Shir, you're afraid you might not make it, so maybe you have that good machshava to come to the Shir on Wednesday night, say, okay, 1 second, take a breath, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, let it out now, it's into my, it's programmed. People program things in their palm pilot. That program addresses your palm pilot. You make important stuff you put in your palm pilot. What do you do about, that's your palm pilot. What do you do about your soul pilot? You need a soul pilot. That you can't buy me a soul pilot. What? I'm sorry? You got me, I'm the soul pilot. I'm the soul pilot. The kids, you can't program me though. So if you want to program your own personalized soul pilot, you make that breath. Baruch Hu Shemo, and then you blow it out. Sechusa Yagain Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael.